Oh, yes. It's a wonderful Wine Wednesday. My Bogle Chardonnay is dancing on my tongue. Do you like it?
I do, actually. I don't like a lot of Chardonnays. So
I know. They can be overwhelming. They can be bold and buttery and not always for everyone, but this one's very approachable. It's very floral. Pleasant. What do you say, Cindy?
Yeah, I like it. I'm with you. I don't like a lot of Chardonnays. I don't know what it is, but I just don't. But this one's like, you can drink this one.
This is nice. This is Bogle Chardonnay. You can always find this at the Blue Star. And I tell you what, if you haven't had a chance to go in and experiment a little bit with what Kitty has going on, over at the Blue Star, you're going to be sad about that. But let's first tell you about the fact that you're listening to the Vero Insider. It's a great show every wonderful Wine Wednesday. We talk about where to go, what to try, and how to give back right here in Indian River County. I'm Anna Valencia Tiller. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest. It's my duty to drink wine and report responsibly.
It's so hard.
It's difficult.
And somebody's got to do it.
Right?
I mean, really. You
happily.
Do it well.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, I
it's
get all
It's not work if you love it, right?
That's right. Never another day in my life. And I say that for all of the companies I have the pleasure of representing, not just this fun show. With that being said, though, I was kind of enticing our listeners a little bit with the information going on about the Blue Star. Right now at the Blue Star, Kitty's really experimenting, adding some different things to her menu. If you get 4 appetizers, you get a free bottle of wine. If you get 2 entrees, you get a free bottle of wine. Now, we were there for the past 2 weeks in a row. Once for my birthday, then we came back the week following just for fun. I knew that there was music and there's good people. We met a couple beside us and they did the appetizers and then they did the entrees and they took a full bottle home with them. They wrapped it in pretty tissue paper, so it was a beautiful presentation.
Aww, yeah.
Got to take it home. It's not like you have to drink it there.
No.
But they were celebrating their wedding anniversary. Now, this is a little bit of a funny story because at the Blue Star, if you call ahead and mention that it's a special event, it's an anniversary, it's a birthday, they're going to go out of their way to make you feel really, really important. And so, like, for my birthday, they did, like, a gorgeous creme brulee, and on the plate, it says, happy birthday, Anna, blah, blah, blah. So the couple next to us, it was their anniversary, it says, happy 32-year anniversary. And so we're there, and they get their gorgeous dessert served to them after all of their little snacky foods. And they say to me, do you know what it's like to be together for, do you know what 32 years is? And I said, well, that's exactly my entire life.
It's,
it's my whole lifetime.
Good answer. Okay.
And so we hit it off and we were chatting, but it just goes to show that the Blue Star is one of those special kind of places where they'll go above and beyond.
Yeah.
Plus, they do great promotions. You get a free bottle of wine with appetizers or entrees for the rest of the summer. So only a couple weeks left to take advantage of that. Yeah, everything's really delicious. And she just put out these new duck wings in a cherry bourbon glaze. What?
Did you bring us some today?
Unfortunately, I did not.
But we have
I devoured
wine,
them. Yes, see?
Okay.
Kitty gives us good wine, even when she's not here to record and play with us. But if you like duck.
Say it again, duck. Wings.
Duck wings. They're like duck drumettes. In a cherry bourbon glaze.
I love that.
Oh, it was sensational.
I love
that. And I paired it with a Pinot Noir. Oh, I was in heaven. It was a really great experience. And she's just experimenting with the menu. So there's going to be new things coming and going. Go to the Blue Star Tuesday through Saturday, 5 o'clock to close. You won't be disappointed.
I guess that means you have to go often enough to try everything.
That's just it, Daisy.
Yeah.
We have to do this. Again, I do this for my listeners. I do it for the people.
Yeah. Right.
And
you
I love
tell
it.
Tell them all the juicy stuff.
I know. Literally, those duck wings were juicy.
Yeah.
Daisy hit the nail on the head. That's Daisy Packer, friends. That's our executive director of Keep Indian River Beautiful, my nonprofit of choice. Well, I spend a lot of time dedicated to this particular one. Not just because I sit on the board, but because I believe in its efforts. And I think that it's one of the ways, for me, it's a nonprofit that you can involve your whole family with.
Absolutely.
And that's exciting.
Yes.
Because I work a lot and you want to be able to spend as much time with your family as you can. So to be able to incorporate them in this opportunity, like, for example, in the next couple of weeks, the International Coastal Cleanup.
Oh, yeah.
It's a win-win. It's the big one. It's the big one. So, Daisy, it's a couple years now that you've been with CURB.
And 2.
Yeah, and so we know what we did in the past, and we know how we're going to make each one better.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great. And the International Coastal Cleanup, give our listeners a little bit of its history and what we're projecting for this year.
Okay. Well, it's the 31st annual International Coastal Cleanup.
Almost as long as my lifetime.
That's a benchmark.
Okay. We have been doing this project with the Ocean Conservancy does the international effort, and we coordinate the local effort for pretty much our lifetime as a nonprofit, which is about 20 years. Mm. So we're coming up on that birthday, by the way. So we'll have to do
birthday.
Some fun stuff with that. But so we are ramping up the efforts every year. 2 years ago when I started, we had about maybe 250 volunteers. Last year,
that's a good
we
number.
Had, mm-hmm. It's a good number. Last year, we had closer to 400 volunteers.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Nearly doubled.
There. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And this time, I think we're going to hit the 500 and go over 500.
Ow! Yay.
So, and that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
So it's really engaging to the community. We're getting the word out there a little bit better each time.
And you literally can volunteer just for this one event.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Couple hours in the morning. Make sure that you're picking up the trash as you go. And we have some really fun ways that you can even do that. Even if you don't want to go to one of the big events and mm-hmm. be next to all of those people and whatever, we have ways that you can just do it on your own now. So
something
that
a little
helps
more private.
Too. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There are those that don't want to necessarily be involved. And it's almost,
right.
I love it when I go to the beach because I'm typically an area manager.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm responsible for distributing bags and gloves mm-hmm. and pencils and charts to the various spots. And I get it. Sometimes if there's a large group and you're already at a relatively populated beach, there's only so much trash to pick up.
Right.
Thankfully, because each year I see a drastic improvement on our beaches.
Yes.
Yes.
I feel as though people are understanding how important it is for them to do their part to make the beach a great place
and
for all
of us. And not
leave
it behind.
And not leave it behind. Because
mm-hmm. yeah,
they make
yeah.
it so easy. They
yeah.
have the trash receptacles there.
Uh-huh. We're working on the recycling for the beaches.
Oh, wow. Won't that be amazing?
The Indian River County is working on the... a couple of pilot beaches to start.
Sure.
Can't be everywhere at once, but they're working on it and they've got some things in the works. So that'll be coming, if not before the coastal cleanup, it'll be coming shortly after.
Almost simultaneously.
Absolutely.
So the coastal cleanup, the actual date is September 17th.
Yes.
This is where the entire world,
okay.
over 100 nations,
participates.
Okay. Every September 17th?
No. Always the third Saturday
okay.
in September.
Okay.
So the date
so
will fluctuate. But
right.
this year in 2016, okay. it's going to be the 17th of September.
Mm-hmm.
And we kick off early between 8 and 9 o'clock, depending on what beach you want to participate in.
Yep.
Now, just for example, there was a great article in this past week's Vero Beach News Weekly, written by yours truly, about after school fun
mm-hmm.
and talking about how parents have these outlets because a lot of us work past the time when kids get out of school, 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right? Although if my boss wants to change my hours, I understand. If you want me to go home at 2, I'm good with that.
right.
But, you know, that doesn't happen in the real world,
yeah.
right? So we talk about these after school programs. And one of the programs that I highlighted was the Indian River Taekwondo.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I love them. I love that family. I trust them with my own child. And we've been with them since preschool. And they are active with Keep Indian River Beautiful. They
yes.
do an organized beach cleanup every year and utilize the students and the students' families to help make a difference in our local area. So I would assume that other programs such as that, whether they're church
mm-hmm.
youth camps or other summer type of camps where kids were all together.
Yep.
Classrooms. I mean, this is an opportunity for folks with a minimal amount of effort to make a big difference.
Even the business team building efforts, if you want to go out as like a small company and just, you know, spend a couple of hours outside of the office doing
yeah.
something good for the community, that type of thing too. Yeah, absolutely. And we have a couple of those groups as well. We do have Boys and Girls Club signed up again. And
terrific.
Yeah. So
they were one of your winners of the Environmental Awards last year, were they not? Or the year before?
The year before they were the winners. They were nominated again last year.
Mm, gotcha. Yeah. And what were they the winner of? Youth program?
The youth programs.
recycling, because they've been really
outstanding.
Yeah, they've been really working on their recycling program, and the kids have been the ones leading it.
I was going to say, actually walked through their facility here in Vero Beach for the program for the article that I had written. Wow, is that impressive? Gorgeous, brand new, state of the art, and there was recycling in every room.
Mm-hmm. And the kids manage it all. They go pick up everything. They make sure everybody's recycling, and it's kind of like this peer pressure thing they got going on. So the kids are
That's
the ones staying on top of each
That's
other.
Healthy peer pressure. You better recycle.
Don't put that in the trash.
I think that's adorable. So this, again, is a great way for companies, groups, no matter the age,
absolutely,
and families, mm-hmm, to feel like they can come out and do something to help make a difference.
Yeah.
Now, being that it's called International Coastal Cleanup, this really is focused along the waterways.
It is, I mean, people typically say the coastal, and so they think just beach, but it's actually any waterway.
Okay.
It can include your neighborhood pond. It can include obviously the lagoon, the St. Sebastian River. I mean, we have, it's pretty much a broad spectrum, because 80% of any litter on a roadway ends up in your ocean.
Oh.
And being as close as we are to the ocean.
Very close.
That number just skyrockets. So, I mean, it's a very important thing just to make sure that the litter is constantly looked after. It's not just on the beaches. It's leading up to the beaches. It's those adjacent parks near the beaches. The wind blows it. The rain pushes it down. You know, there's a lot of ways that it travels. So it's not just about leaving it behind at the beach. It's about making sure that it's not coming from the west going east as well.
That's really well said. And mm-hmm, one of the things too, at this particular point, because it is several weeks out still from the event, I think it's more like 5-6 weeks out still, we're also still looking for sponsors.
Yes.
There's an opportunity. If your company is environmentally friendly and focused, mm-hmm, this is a great way to
get
have
it out there.
Yeah. To have that nice symmetry, mm-hmm, with a nonprofit that isn't here to just count you as a number, but to really bring you to the spotlight, if you will.
Absolutely.
Who are some of our sponsors currently for the upcoming International Coastal Cleanup?
Well, we have our presenting sponsor this year, which is Republic.
Republic Services. Mm-hmm. Ashima Wild and her team, where they specialize in recycling, commercial recycling.
Absolutely. And they're so fantastic at it.
Yeah, they are.
So they are our presenting sponsor this year. And then we, of course, typically get sponsored by the Florida Inland Navigational District, because we're doing the cleanups. But then our other local sponsors include Kim Lee Horn, Waste Management. We have
White Glove Moving and Pac-Mail Beachside.
Oak Harbor. The new
Waste
one this
Management.
Year. Yeah. The new one this year that actually reached out to me was the Surfing Evolution and Preservation Foundation in Brevard County. So they are sponsored this year. FPL is sponsoring. Oculina is sponsoring. So there's a lot of opportunity.
Oculina is big in preservation. Mm-hmm. She was actually, we had Oculina Bank on last week's show, and they are named after
a reef
yeah, right here in the Treasure Coast area.
Yeah.
So that says a lot. There's obviously a lot of good tie-ins here, and we're going to delve into this a little bit more. You're listening to the Vero Insider, and if you ever want to check out who our sponsors are or check out other shows, theveroinsider.com is where you can go. There's a whole lot more in store. Amanda Valencia, Tillery, don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Let's talk homeownership. Caliber Home Loans, with over 15 years of local teamwork, offers the possibility of owning a home a reality. Our focus is Indian River County, offering direct lending with local appraisers, an entire portfolio of options from new homes to refinances, with closing in only 30 days. Call the Caliber Home Loans team, 844-GO-CALIBER. That's with an ER, 844-GO-CALIBER, and online at calibertreasurecoast.com.
Absolute perfection.
fabulous food, excellent staff.
That's just a few of the recent reviews for the redesigned Blue Star in downtown Vero.
Sexy and sophisticated, divine entertainment, and gorgeous wines.
Don't just take their word for it. Check it out for yourself and come hungry, or at least ready for a wonderful experience that will have you coming back for more. From decadent soups and salads to the freshest seafood, steaks, and lamb anywhere. Dressed in luxurious sauces and superb starches. Then, match it with wines approved and selected by owner and chef, Kitty Wagner. Feel like a craft beer or signature cocktail? At the Blue Star, you can have that and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, weekly from 5 p.m. to close. Walk-ins welcome. Large parties happily accommodated. Follow us on Facebook. See you at the Blue Star. Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Oh, welcome back! It's a Wine Wednesday. And you're listening to the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. I am so grateful for wonderful sponsors. Wonderful sponsors like the Blue Star that supply us with the wine of the week.
Yay.
Bogle Vineyard Chardonnay.
It's Say that delicious. Again. Bogle Vineyard.
Bogle Vineyards Chardonnay.
And what year?
This vintage is a 2014.
Oh, good. Good yeah. flavor.
Yeah, you know, whites, you don't want them to get too old.
No.
Yeah, it's the reds where they can age and be mm-hmm. delicious. Whites, they age and you just, they turn brown and they're not delicious. Yeah. That's not delicious. But the color in this is a golden hue and it's quite sensational. It's a good food pairing wine, but it's great on its own too, to be perfectly frank.
Yeah, it's got really good body.
It does.
Yeah.
This is also one of those wines that you could get in your welcome to your new home bag with White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery.
Excellent idea.
I know, right? You move into your new home. You just had a great move. You hired professionals because you thought, you know what? It's worth spending a couple bucks to take away the anxiety and the frustration of moving.
Absolutely.
Especially with the weather, the way that it's been. You know? Let somebody else do it.
Let them deal with it.
Then you get the bag and there's all these goodies of things that you need. Mm-hmm. And then there's a bottle of wine and a White Glove wine key. And you say, wow,
sit
they
back,
think
relax,
of everything.
And let them do it.
I love White Glove moving. And then you tell all your friends about it and they get free estimates and they pay a great price for a great move. It's brilliant. I don't know how we come up with this stuff. It just happens. It just happens.
Something so, special.
In the next couple of weeks, you're going to be getting Bogle Chardonnay, my friends. That's the moral of that particular story
yeah,
for
well,
White Glove.
It's a good moral.
It's a good moral.
Yeah,
it's
is.
A delicious moral.
I like those morals.
I know. As a matter of fact, touching on White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, and Pac Mail Beachside, both businesses in different years have been recognized by Keep Indian River Beautiful mm-hmm. for their ongoing efforts in recycling and the reuse component of what they do.
Yeah.
They're two businesses that are vested in the local community mm-hmm. and see the importance of making those changes because, again, the more folks find Indian River County to be a beautiful place and a place where they feel like they want to raise a family or where they want to retire, where they want to live,
yes.
regardless of their age, we all benefit from that. So both at White Glove, helping and moving and shipping, and at moving and storage, and then at Pac-Mail, helping with the shipping component of things, we realize that same notion. If we don't have the customer base here, how can we stay in business? How can we keep our staff employed?
The economy kind of goes flat.
That's right.
And you want it constantly growing so that way that, we're able to thrive as a community.
Even the Realtors Association, with which both Caliber Home Loans and First American Title, wonderful sponsors of this program. They are trusted affiliates within that particular association. Even the Realtors Association realized what an impact Keep Indian River Beautiful, aka Curb, had on the real estate industry. And a couple years back, you were the nonprofit beneficiary for our big trade show.
Yes. And that was awesome.
And yeah. And so it just, to me, it's fascinating because some people say, well, that's great. I see their signs. I understand that they do recycling, but how does that really affect me or my business? Well, it directly affects real estate. It directly affects moving and shipping. It directly affects our livelihoods, our
schooling. It affects your neighborhood.
Your neighborhood.
It increases the property of values in your neighborhood. Nobody wants to live in a community that has litter.
Right.
And if it does have a lot of litter and abandoned homes and things like that, then the price of your house goes down.
It does.
So it's about, you know, it's about making everybody have a better place to live.
Mm-hmm. And I think
just
on
a little effort.
Yeah, yeah. The technical side of it, there has to be some kind of percentage or whatever that used to go into the landfill that's now being recycled. And how many times has anyone across the country heard about now we need more land for a new landfill or a bigger landfill?
Right.
And who wants to live near that?
If we don't
unless
reach
you
the
make
goals.
It into a ski slope. Right. Which we don't get the opportunity to do. So,
okay.
There are other things to do with the dead landfills, but usually they involve highly flammable gases. So that presents an issue on itself.
Right.
So, because
you have
to deal with
it.
The methane that comes out.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are some creative things that people have done with it. Like I know in Asheville, they created an artist community and made kilns on the property and furnished those kilns with the methane.
Oh.
So that's how they keep the kilns going for the artist community.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, you can get creative with a landfill, but it's very challenging.
Yeah.
And
there's things we can do every day to help make
exactly.
a difference.
Exactly. Yeah. Every day that you recycle is another day that we get to keep the landfill open.
KIRB.org. That's the website. On that website, you can find out more information about Curb and its store, Upcycle It, which is right in the mall next to Macy's.
Yeah.
In fact, all of our teachers, I know today is the first day back, and we're grateful for that and for everything you do to help us with our children and make them smart so that they can become fantastic contributors to society. With that being said, there's also a lot of fun that takes place in school and hopefully lots of crafts and lots of experiments. And at the Upcycle It store, especially for teachers, there's a vast amount of goodies for them.
Oh, yeah. But you have to ask for them specifically because people tried to take them that weren't teachers. So we have stashed them in the back. Just
so you just come in,
teachers.
Make yourself known. Yes. But this is fantastic stuff. I mean, it's experimental stuff. Mm-hmm. It's crafty stuff. Mm-hmm. It's things that, I mean, you need.
Display board stuff.
I mean,
why rebuy new stuff when, you know, the stuff that comes back is
And what's the cost to teachers?
It's either free or very reduced. They get a 20% off in the store, and then the stuff that we reserve for them is all free.
And of course, donations are always welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Also at KIRB.org, you can download the registration form to sign up for September 17th.
Yes.
International Coastal Cleanup.
We have 22 sites now.
22 sites. And all of those are right there on the website. Yep. I was on there earlier today, just checking and seeing the ease. And it's a great start time, 8 or 9 a.m. Most of them are 9 a.m. start times. It's not like it's really infringing upon your Saturday. It's not like we're asking you to get there at 6.
Yeah.
You know, this is just easy, couple hours, then enjoy a nice lunch.
Yeah.
Make
cool
a day out of it.
And have fun. Yeah, absolutely. So it's 3 hours. What are, you know, max, really, because
True.
Most people allow
it's
between
done.
An hour and a half
yeah.
and 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But so 3 hours max that they'll be there. So don't try showing up at noon and expect somebody to still be like, oh, here's supplies. They want to go home, too.
Right.
So show up fairly early and get it going. And we have a great time.
That's right. It's the International Coastal Cleanup. We're in the house with Daisy Packer, the executive director of Keep Indian River Beautiful. For more information about the upcoming coastal cleanup, visit KIRB.org. You're listening to the Vero Insider, but there's a whole lot more in store. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery. Please don't go anywhere.